Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. We had to just take a moment. We're now picking up another party to the party, or should I say another part to the part, as we are on our way. It's just a little bit of drizzle here and there as we make it down to North Carolina, North Kakalaki. Hold it while you close that up. And looking at this woman's awesome, awesome book cover, I think it's beautiful. I don't absolutely see nothing wrong with it. But, hey, you know what? Looks good to me. But people, you never know. Sometimes, hold on to that. Sometimes people, you know, have other ways of looking at things, and somebody else may have seen it another way. But that, and somebody sees it this way, and this is another way. It's here. Red bag is down here. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing. We are on our way to North Carolina, me and Anjanette and Miss Abigail.
Well, I'm going to take more time. Okay.
So I know this is not the normal way you might hear us doing the show, but we got a lot going on. So we just want to we're going to do the show today. Today is Friday, and we wanted you to experience this road tour that we are on and are having as we go down the highway and go down the byway down to North Carolina. So how are so you ladies ready to rock and roll?
Sure.
Yes, yes, we are. This is, I'll tell you, we're making history. This is history in the making. And, I tell you, this is Friday show. Now, I know I won't be able, I'm in the car. So don't have that kind of technology yet that we can be in the car and seeing all what's going on. So we have to just, but we're going to check with our co-pilots and pilots. Do you have your laptop with you? No. You do? Do you have your LCD with you? You got your LCD? You got your projector? You got one? Love you. Do the bomb and get all the wires and go with it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, listen. God will send you just what you need. Just what you need when you need it. He is the best. He is the best. It ain't nothing. So anyway, so I'm sitting here with another author, and as a matter of fact, let me just introduce her to you right now. And give me your book there, young lady. Let's talk about this author. Look at this. Miss Abigail Hale. What a name. Abigail Hale. I like it. It rhymes and everything. Oh, my Lord, she's got a book out, y'all, The Revelation of Marriage. Y'all better get this book. You better go online and order a copy of this book today. Woo! Don't wait, y'all. Don't wait. You can go to authorhouse.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Borders. Look at this, Ms. Abigail Hale. That's Abigail Hale. And the name of her book is Revelation of Marriage. Now, if you want to hear more about this author and her book, we're going to actually interview her live on Sunday, on our Sunday show at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Sisters in the Spirit. She's going to be our, oh, my God. Look at this. Beautiful. Oh, I'm loving it. Submission in marriage. I know the ladies don't want to hear about that, but y'all better tune in because some of you single ladies, y'all been asking me, Lalisa, how do you do it? I've been married 21 years, and we're going on 22 years, and we'll be 22 years next year. And so y'all better listen. You better find out. Woo! Y'all, she got some chapters in this book. Woo, Omega, the end. Awesome, awesome. She's got some good stuff. Y'all better, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, she talks about love in this marriage. Some of you ladies, you better get this book. You want to be married. If I was you, I would try to know a little bit about it before I jumped into it. She talks about oneness in the marriage. Oh, my God, that's a lesson I had to learn the hard way. If I would have had this, I believe that I would have had a book like this before I got married. Oh, my marriage would have been so much better, so much faster. Oh, my marriage got better, and I got to that wonderful marriage, but it took 19 years. Now, how long I said I was married? Okay, so y'all get the picture. I didn't have to wait that long. So I praise God for people like Abigail Hale who would put out a book like this. And, oh, she says, attention on the back. Y'all, I'm going to read this a little bit of the back for you. Attention, husbands, wives, men, and women. Next in line to say I do. Now, y'all know that's you. You've been praying and hoping and wishing you had a husband. Listen. You better read something. You better look at something. You better try to figure it out. It says, no matter what the time you've been in an expectation of this day to come, she says, her advice to you is to get in preparation. I know that's right. I've got an author right here in the car. Okay. Now, you got the PowerPoint? That's the one we can put it on the wall and show?
Yeah.
What you say? Look at this, girl. We on the road. I hope y'all ladies ready to travel.
Yeah,
glory. Right. Because Chicago next.
That's right.
California next.
Right. Oh,
we on our way to Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. Next. North Carolina. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. Houston. Oh, baby. We on our way,
don't
y'all.
Don't forget Tennessee now.
And don't forget. And Kiva.
Yeah.
We coming down there to Nashville now, Kiva. And we going to do it the right way, Kiva. We coming, so get ready. Women of Destiny. Oh, look, we can't forget Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, we got Denise Jenkins up in Cleveland. Okay, y'all, now I can't read now because I'm driving, so I can't read and drive. I'm good at a lot of stuff, but baby, I can't read and drive. But honey, I read enough to wet your whistle. I know y'all want to get a copy of that book, Revelation of Marriage.
Yes.
Listen, you better go to Author House. You better go to AuthorHouse.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I know y'all is about to hang up and go order your copy right now. And so she is going to be, again, our featured author for Sunday. Oh, you don't, baby. This lady told me this book was published a couple years back. But, honey, the world didn't know about this because I know too many single women that want to be married. I just had a lady the other day text me on Facebook talking about being engaged. Well, now I got the perfect book to offer everyone. As a matter of fact, Abigail, you know what? We about to make history right here and now. We're going to do a package deal. You got that book, and I'm going to package that with something that I'm doing. And, baby, listen, because you got that revelation in that. And, you know, y'all, this is just what I'm going to tell you is about God. You just, you can't go wrong with him. I thought I was just meeting her today. We get in the car, I find out that I know this lady from my book publishing seminar some years ago. She was there at the book publishing seminar and went and published her book. And I'm just now, this is back when we were on Maplewood. I'm like, what you say? That was Maplewood over there on Rucker Street. I know exactly where it was, because that's when I did two or three publishing seminars. I've done a couple others, but I was doing them mostly right there. And this was a person who came to the seminar, went and published her book, and it's the perfect book. It's the book that I'm just outdone. I'm just outdone. I can't even believe it. So, oh, well, anyway. And so here, you know, so she gets in the car. Now she's on her way with us to the releasing your inner power. I'm telling you, you got to release your inner power. You got to release and move forward. I'm telling you, you know what? I want to know. Somebody, I know, somebody has told you that you ain't got no power. Oh, yes, they did. Somebody told you that you didn't have no power. Somebody has made you feel like you didn't have no power. And then if that wasn't the situation, I want to know, is there anybody like me? You just started up on your own. I ain't got no power. I can't do nothing. I ain't got nothing. This person don't want me. That person don't like me. This person can't. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, you got power. You got that inner power, and it's got to be released. Oh, yes, honey, you got to find the ability. You see, God gives us ability. You got, he said into some, several abilities. But everybody has ability. You got to find the ability to dig inside of who you are and release it. I don't care if it's a book, a business. I'm telling you, Miss Abigail Hale, she just didn't know. All she was doing was being led by the Spirit. Because I said to her, did you know that, you know, you were going down here with a woman that, and she come to my church. I remember I was preaching a sermon. I invited her. Not only that, this lady, let me tell you about Miss Abigail, honey. Honey, listen, y'all, just wait till Sunday. You need to just tune in on Sunday. I ain't going to tell you another thing about Miss Abigail. But if I was you, I would not miss our Sunday episode at 6 o'clock p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/sisters-in-the-spirit. And you got to put the letter in. You got to tune in, y'all, 6 o'clock. We're going to feature Ms. Abigail right here in the car as we're driving back from North Carolina. And you going to hear some stuff that, baby, listen, I'm going to convince you. I know some of y'all don't believe in God, but when I get through with you on this one, you're going to believe that it's God because he did a miracle. Miracle working God. I'm just amazed. I'm floored. I'm really floored. I really am. It's unbelievable to me. So anyway, people, here we are, Releasing Your Inner Power Conference Tour. We're on our way. Please text us, tweet us. You can go to my Twitter account, twitter.com/CoachLalisa. Tweet me any questions or comments that you have about this tour. We're on our way to North Carolina. If you're in North Carolina and you want to tweet or ask a comment, please do. Or go to our Facebook page. Make a comment on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Or you can just simply type in Lalisa J. Williams on Facebook, and you can find me. If you are a friend, send me an inbox. Leave me a text. Leave me a message on my profile page. We'll respond to you as soon as we get to a point where we can stop. We're going to text you something on Twitter. But the Release Your Power Tour has launched. It has launched. And guess what? You are a part of it. And we are excited about that. We are excited to have you as that you're joining us on this tour. Now, this tour, I'm telling you, is no telling where we're going next. But wherever we go, you want to be a part of it. You want to text in. We have some encouragement, some words of inspiration, some words of empowerment. Again, if you've just tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning, I know we got started a little bit later than what we thought we would get started. But you just go to show you, you're never, ever, ever too late. And so here we are on the road, on the road, on the road, on the road. And we are on the road, and we are driving, driving, driving. And I want to get, and so we are going to get, on. I'm telling you, you want to tweet, text, or whatever you have to do to get in touch with us. So we got, like I said, we got other people here with us in the car. This is what these ladies make any comments that you want to make about the tour and why you're here. Why are you going to the Release Your Inner Power
tour? Well, I'm going to the Release Your Power and tour because of a number of different reasons.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much.
The awesomeness of God, I know, is going to be there, and he is definitely going to show up, and it's time for us to take control of our health as well as our spiritual life. I will be taking part in letting people know about their spiritual as well as their health walk. your health walk is just as important as your spiritual walk, because you need to make sure you are maintaining the body that the Lord has given you. So that is one of the main reasons why I think that we should have this tour combining the spirit as well as the health of your body. So I will be talking on a few different topics about that, and Abigail is going to be talking about learning how to have a decent relationship in a marriage. But go ahead, Abigail.
Yes, well, I'm coming also to be released and to release at the same time, and to be blessed.
Oh, yes.
And I know that everyone will be blessed, and I pray that you will receive, and I know that you will receive and be blessed also.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we want you again to tweet, send us a message or an inbox message on Facebook about this tour, any comments, any questions. As soon as I get an opportunity, I will be tweeting. So if you're not my friend on Twitter, please sign up to be my friend on Twitter, www.twitter.com. Coach Lilisa, I'm telling you, this is an awesome, awesome time. We look forward to meeting up in North Carolina with the host down there at the Hyatt. For those of you who are in that area, at the Hyatt, at the Hyatt Place that is in North Carolina, you've been hearing us talk about it. The conference was featured in the Divine Connections magazine. It was also featured on one of the local TV stations down there in North Carolina. It's going to be at the Hyatt Place right there on Stanley Road in Greensboro. And we're going to start tonight. We're going to open tonight with a live coaching session where I will be teaching on what is coaching. What is coaching? A lot of people don't know exactly. It's not the thing that your son or your daughter did in high school, or maybe you did yourself and you had a football coach, or maybe you had a song coach or a music coach, but it's similar. It is very similar. So we're going to be telling people what it is, because a lot of people, they don't know what coaching is. And they really don't know what it's about. So I'm going to be very excited to tell people about coaching, have those individuals who want to sign up to be coached. If you want to live your dreams and you want to set goals in your life, you want to get clear about your goals, your dreams, and your destiny, you might want to work with a coach. But it just makes sense to find out a little bit about it before you just jump into it. Also, there are going to be other speakers at the Release Your Inner Power Conference. We got Mr. William Thompson, expert in financial planning. He will be there to tell you how to solve your money problems. Today, everybody needs to go to that seminar, because if you ain't got money problems, maybe somebody you know does. And you know what? We can always learn a little bit more. Again, I heard Oprah Winfrey say that if you really want to be successful in life, it's just a matter of really becoming more of who you already are, becoming more of who you already are. And so we're just headed down to North Carolina. We're happy about that. We're happy that you can tune in and listen to the show. And we just put it right down there on the front door, and then we get that off from under you. And so, yes, and I tell you, this is just going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. We're looking forward to Greensboro, North Carolina, and we're looking for an opportunity to... 50. So we got to come back. Okay. Okay. Oh, you can't see it, but make sure you put it up. We can always make copies. So, yeah, so we're on the road headed to Greensboro, North Carolina. And like I said, we got Dr. Cindy Hunter there. We're going to listen to Pastor, one of the pastors that's going to be there. And we're going to listen to her in a minute on the CD. But this is Thank God It's Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio with Coach Lil Lisa. And also we have in the car with us Ms. Anjanette Washington and author Abigail Hale. I'm still outdone by that, y'all. We got the relationship expert right here in the car. And that's so funny to me. And you know, and I'm telling you, I think about the relationship seminars that I've done, and she could have been right there selling her book at the relationship seminar. And I can think of at least several people who needed that book in that seminar. So if you were at the seminar and you didn't and you need that book, please email me, inbox me. Like I said, we're going to be on tour, the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference has been officially launched. We're underway. You got to tweet us, text us to follow the tour. If you'd like to follow this tour around the country, text us. Facebook us, go to our Facebook page, go to my website, lilisajwilliams.com, and friend us. If you would like to get a copy, we are unveiling at this conference the Release Your Power workbook. It's being released. I'm telling you, y'all, it's about a release. And don't forget, when we come back, starting July 1, we will be the featured author for the month of July with the Women's Empowerment Book Club, and the book is being sold through there, and just great, great, great things. So you got to release your power. Don't let nobody tell you that you have no power. Shut them down, whoever voice that is. It could be your mother's, your husband's. It could be your child. It could be your grandma. It could be Aunt Millie, Uncle Sam, whoever's voice is in your head telling you that you'll never be anything, that you never amount to nothing, that you're not worthy. And it could be your own voice, because sometimes we heard someone say it and then we adopted that way of thinking. Well, it's time to get a change of the way you think. It all starts with your thoughts, how you think about yourself. How do you think about what it is that you're doing? You are valuable beyond measure. You are worthy of greatness. All right? You have greatness inside of you. That I can guarantee. Now, how are we going to get it out? I cannot guarantee that. Because some people are accustomed to living a half life, to being mediocre. They've grown accustomed to settling. Just being all right. You know, it's like those students who say, I just want a C. Okay? They don't even strive for the highest potential. You see, there are a lot of people like that in the world. But why be like that when you can strive for the highest potential, when you can maximize on the gifts and talents and abilities and skills that God has given you, the tags, as I call them. T-A-G-S, talent. T is for talent. A is for ability. G is for gift. And S is for skills. Your tag. What are your tags? Use every tag you have. Or use the only tag you have. Or use any part of the tag. If you only got a talent, use your talent. If you only got a gift, use your gift. If you only got one ability, maximize that ability and it will make you great. And I don't mean great for the sense of being conceited and thinking you're better than anybody. It's not that kind of great. It means being gratefully used, being greatly used. It means being fulfilled. It means being a God-given success. It means living out your true purpose in life. You know, when you live your life on purpose. You can get up like this every day excited. You can get up like this every day ready to go, willing to go. Now, before we move on to something else, I want to make sure that I give a happy birthday shout-out to each and every one of you that's tuned in. The background may sound a little different this morning. That's because we are on the road on our way to the first Releasing Your Inner Power Conference tour stop. You know, this is the third year that we've done the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference right here in our hometown of New Jersey. And now we're taking it on the road. But when we wrote the book, you could have never told me that it was going to turn into a tour. Even though, yeah, no, I didn't have that vision at the time. All I knew was I had to birth the baby. I guess it's just like in the natural, when you have a child, you don't see all that the child is going to be one day. Oftentimes, children become things that we never imagined they would be. Well, the same thing when you birth out a business or a ministry or a book. And, you know, a book can be both. A book can be both ministry and business. And so here you birth out something, and you have no clue that it's going to turn into a conference tour. You don't know it's going to end up being a workbook. Of course, we're offering the Release Your Inner Power course now. The Release Your Power is a course booklet with an outline, a syllabus, and everything. You can sign up for the course. The course, we will begin offering the course in September. It's an 8-week course. Now, get this. We're offering the course in September 2011, but the course was developed 2 years ago. I didn't even know at the time that it was going to be released. I'm telling you, y'all, this is the year of release. As a matter of fact, our title, the title that I will be presenting on at the conference, everyone is presenting on a different title. Pastor Aretha Pugh Robinson and others that will be presenting there. They're all presenting on the topic. My topic is release and move forward. Release and move forward. A lot of people are trying to release and they're standing still. Okay? You might say, well, how do you release and stand still? Well, you got to be at the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference to find out. I'll be telling you about that on Saturday morning. We will be doing our topic. But we are excited about going to the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Hyatt. So again, birthday shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to all you business owners. I want to lift up the Custom Care Dry Cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, located at 8876 Colerain Avenue. They are running their current special, any garment, $2.88 only. Any garment, $2.88 only, but you must prepay. You must prepay. But, you know, she does a bang-up job. I mean, your clothes are looking good. You're going to leave there saying, wow, that's all you're charging? You're going to feel like you ripped her off, but I want you to get there anyway, and I want you to do that. And then we have another feature that we are going to also be releasing on Monday, where we're going to be giving out and doing some job postings. So we're going to be telling you about some individuals who have excellent skills and abilities who you may want to hire. You may be in a company, and maybe your company, you know that your company needs that kind of an individual with those skills. Well, we're going to give you the person's contact information. We're going to tell you a little bit about their skills and see if you can get in touch with them. And so that's something new that we're going to be doing on the Coach Melissa Show to help individuals in this economy. You know, I believe if we all play a part, we will get it done. You know, play whatever part you can play. I heard now that the NAACP is also listing jobs and making recommendations. You see, that's what they say. In adversity, sometimes is when you find your greatest strength. Is when you go through a fire. How do you ever know how powerful you are if you don't go through a storm and have to prove it? So people are doing things that they never thought they would do before in this economy. Sure, it's a bad economy. It's hard to get a job. But like I said, I'm doing another workshop that's entitled, If Nobody Will Hire You, Hire Yourself. What are you thinking? How did you stop? Give yourself a job. How do you do that? Well, you got to come to the seminar to find out. I'll show you how to hire yourself, and you're going to be like, wow, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. So make sure you go to the website, you keep in touch, you stay connected. We're going to be showing you how to do that and so much more. Well, I tell you, it is about 10 minutes to the hour on the Lisa Show. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and hello, or good evening, depending on what part of the country you're in. If you are in Tokyo, Japan, like our good friend, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who is the author of several audio books, Living the James Bond Lifestyle, well, it's about almost 9 o'clock in the evening there. Or if you're in California, like our good friend Info Rhythm, she's out in California doing her thing. Also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's a little bit early there, right? It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So depending on where you are, depending on what time of day it is, but pretty soon we're going to be hearing about times from London and Africa and all over the world, because that's what time it is. We're releasing and we're moving forward. Now, you may say, how in the world are you in the car doing a show driving? Well, that's what time it is. We're in the age of technology and innovations where you can do these things, and pretty soon you won't even have to hold a phone, have a headset. You'll have your speaker system right there in your car, and you push a button and you can talk away, or you can push a button and have somebody talk for you. So as you get ready for the weekend is coming. What do you have planned for the weekend? Now, if you missed the show yesterday, please go back and listen to the archive. Yesterday, Thursday, was our hot topic, and we talked about how to be hot and yet clean. That means for some of you women, how to be sexy but keeping it clean, you know, especially in our dress and in our speech. So you might want to go back and listen to that show, and for the men, too. And then, you know, Wednesday we have Mr. Percy L. Walker. So if you missed any episode, you didn't really miss it at all, you can always go back and listen to the archive. And once you do, please leave us a comment right there on the page, and we will gladly get back to you. Now, Tuesday, I need you, if you're in the New Jersey, New York area, Philadelphia area, and you can get to the studios in Irvington, New Jersey, I will be a panelist on The Godly Woman's View. That's a new TV show, an internet TV show. I will be a panelist. They will be talking about women who have changed their lives from great, great, great adversities and who are striving in very, 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 very powerful ways. So please make sure you tune in to that when you get a chance. Also, if you can tune in to that, if you're not able to tune in, we will understand. So that's what's happening in this part of the country. And now, again, you can call us up and let us know what is happening in your neck of the woods. You can call us up, you can text us, and we will get right back to you. Well, I tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful Friday. Wow, we are excited about the trip. We are excited about where we're going. We're excited about where we are headed. We want to make sure that we're headed in the right direction, so we're just going to pull over here for a moment and get our GPS system going. We don't want to go down the wrong highway, and there is such a thing. So let's just find that page again as we look for our page. So this show today is almost like a reality show. We're really on the road towards that. We're on the road, and we want to make sure that we get the absolute right address where we are headed. And yes, so we're going to put that in. We're going to change the state. What state are we going to? We're going to North Carolina. Yes, North Carolina. All right. And it's going to be in Greensboro. We're going to Greensboro.
North Carolina. Now, I know some of you are used to hearing North Kakalaki, but that I learned that from my husband. I never used to say North Kakalaki before, but I got that from my husband. And by the way, just want to give him a shout out this morning. But he says North Kakalaki, and we are headed for. But I don't want to say that. I don't know. I don't want to offend any of the North Kakalaki. I mean North Carolina people. But North Carolina is a wonderful place. I love North Carolina. North Carolina is somewhere where we're on our way. We're headed there right now for the Releasing Your Inner Power Tour. So don't forget the taping of the TV show. And also, if you're on Facebook and you would like to connect with the Women's Empowerment Book Club, please do so. Please do so. If you can do that, that would be great. Well, you just heard it. Our GPS told us which way to exit onto the right. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to make sure I wanted to head in the right direction. So we're going to the Turnpike and not the Parkway. Because, you know, if you live in New Jersey, you've got to know the difference between the two. If you're in New Jersey, you've got to know the difference between the Turnpike and the Parkway. So, yes. Okay, there we have it. We are going to the New Jersey Turnpike. All right, here we are. Now we're rocking and rolling. Okay. Well, we're winding down the show. We know there's just a few minutes left to the show. And again, we thank you and we appreciate you being here on the show with us. Again, connect with us. Stay connected for the tour, but the tour has launched. Stay connected for the Releasing Your Inner Power Tour. Now, you see, I told you, we're on it. We're right here. You are doing this tour with us. Also, we want to give a shout-out to our partner and certainly an awesome, awesome woman, Ms. Stewart. She knows who we're talking about. We thank her so much for all of her work, her effort. We wish her much, much success. You will be hearing more about her in the coming weeks. As the tour is launching, she is partnering with us, and she is helping to bring this tour forth. She is our navigator, and she is doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job for the Releasing Your Empowerment Tour. So we're going to keep on driving and keep on thriving, and we want you to keep on driving and keep on thriving. You got to thrive forward. You got to move forward. Well, that's all for the show today. Don't forget to have a great and powerful weekend. We'll definitely see you back here. We'll see you back here on Monday. Don't forget Sunday to tune in. It's Abigail. And Monday for a follow-up to the Releasing Your Inner Power. Tweet us your comments, your statements. And that's all we have time for. This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.